Hola, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia. And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners, following our dreams, just striving to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right, and we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
And I was jumping on the waves with Krista, and it was like, oh my God, this is the best ever. We get in the car, we get home. She cries because I woke her up. Ah! I was like, I wish I didn't have any kids within like 3 hours.
She stopped me right there. She was like, Brisa, I want you to understand this. I seriously believe that our children choose us and we don't choose our children.
Right.
Your baby chose you to be his mom.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what kind of mom he wanted. And he chose you as his mom.
Oh, that's really nice.
We're all sisters here to inspire, support, and guide each other to dream bigger and to enjoy every moment of this extraordinary journey that is womanhood. ¿Listas?
Here we go.
¡Super mamás! Hello.
Hi, super mamás.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, it's been a while.
You know what? I don't know what the hell. I just feel like
you mean what the heck?
What the heck? I feel like it's been
children in the room, for God's sakes.
Like a whole new period. I don't know. Like it's like, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it.
Let's Google. Is Mercury in retrograde?
It is not. However, I was actually texting with Rocio.
Okay.
And she was telling me that it is a transitional period in everybody's life. No, she was explaining to me something that it's a very hardcore transitional period for a lot of people. Blah, blah, blah.
Don't scare me.
I know. I was like, no. But, you know, she said that.
I just felt like my heart sink.
No, but then she said,
all the bad decisions I've taken in the past 2 weeks, I hope don't affect the rest. Like, dear Lord, I don't even want to say it.
No.
Not like that, right? Like in a good way?
Not like that. Not like she just said.
Like an awakening moment, you
it's
mean?
It's an awakening moment. Good. Like you need to connect with like your higher power. And I was like, You need to figure out your shit. And yeah, it's crazy. I feel like I came back to a whole new life. I don't know. It's crazy.
I mean, some of the stuff that we are going through right now, Paulina, and that you have to take the ish for.
Yeah.
I could. You are the MVP of the Lopez's brothers and sisters right now.
It is what brothers it is.
In español es hermanos. So in English, is it just like sisters and brother?
Siblings.
Oh, okay. You're the MVP of the siblings.
Well, huh? It is what it is. It is what it is. You know.
Like this life chose me. I did not choose this life.
I know. Come on, baby. I remember when you told me one time, well, this game is not for the weak. I was like, yeah. I mean, you know, I could have gone to and stayed in bed for a few days, or mm-hmm. just decided to get up and keep moving, and just gotta keep going. I mean, what are we gonna do? The heck?
There's children in the room. My son is playing. My son is practicing. My athlete.
You know what? You should bring earmuffs for him when we're recording.
He's good. He's really into his Switch.
The champion right here of Switch.
Smash Brothers.
I'm sure he was the only child?
100%. After him, the next guy was... Okay, he's four. After him, there was a 12-year-old. And after the 12-year-old, it was like a 30-year-old.
Oh, my God.
And then, there was probably like 27-year-olds. So he played against a guy who was, I think, 31, and the other guy was 45.
45?
Yeah.
Okay.
the second guy he played had three sons there with him, and his sons were probably 23, 24. What?
Wow.
Yeah. Hey. He held his own, though. I was so proud of him. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I entered my son in a Smash Brothers tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Smash Brothers is a Nintendo Switch game, and which I did not know had a cult following. I didn't know our brother used to enter tournaments when he was in college.
I didn't know.
I didn't know this game was around for that long. I thought this game was a new thing that came out 2 years ago.
I just got it like... after the break or something, like on Christmas break or something.
Anyway, so I entered him into this tournament, not really knowing what to expect. My husband entered too, so they were both...
Was he the 45-year-old woman?
No, he was, you know...
Not 45.
He looked normal around those guys.
Wow.
And it was so funny because on the first game, the first game, one of the first games was my son against the guy, and Death Tracks was his name, his gaming name, because they all have.
What's Eddie's game name?
Eduardo the Fourth.
Oh.
I know, nothing too creative. We didn't know what it would be. We thought Buddy Cakes would be a good one, but then Buddy Cakes wasn't really so hardcore. But he played against
Death Tracks. But Buddy Cakes is like, remember that that movie, Baymax?
Baymax.
When there's like this little, yeah, like, oh, look at him, so sweet. And like, he comes and like kills everybody.
I got to figure out what that guy's name is. Uh-huh. And that should be his gaming name.
Baymax. Baymax.
No, not Baymax, but the little one. Yeah, the robot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got to go back and see.
So Buddy Case couldn't even be good because people are like, oh, look, Buddy Case. But then he comes and like destroys everybody.
Well, I mean, he lost both of the games, but.
He's four.
Well, no. But the first one, he was really close to beating that guy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That guy was very nervous and he was like, what?
Krista was so bummed.
He even said, what's happening? And then he had a little cheering section and they were like, yeah, yeah. And he was really into it at the end. He looked at the guy in the eyes and was like, good game, man. Good game. And just walked out. The second guy just totally annihilated him, but he was also 45. But my son knocked him out once, so I felt very happy about that. I was so proud.
So cool. I mean, Krista was super sick and she couldn't go, so she was bummed. She was like, what do you mean? Because she's like also into the Nintendo. But she was like, I want to be there next time. And I was like, okay, we'll do it. Next time we'll do it. I didn't even know that was happening. Like, there was things like that happening.
So the winner got $1,400.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I need to get her training then.
I mean, you know, it's fun. I heard it's a sport now.
It is.
You know, it's televised. People, there's stadiums.
There's
people,
televised.
There's televised. People do press conferences. It's people talk about strategy. It's like a whole situation.
Wow. Well.
So, you know.
Wow.
I'm just kind of like.
Next time you're in Vegas, you're gonna be in the game
E3 conference.
Yeah, exactly.
I figured either you play basketball and are outside and moving your muscles and deteriorating your body, or you're at home right next to me where I can see you, not really moving, allowing your brain to think of strategy and world domination. So I chose to switch.
You're so funny. You're so funny. Unlike Dad in Oaxaca, where he was like, quítense esas cosas que su cerebro no fue funcionando.
Well, had he let us, I could have been a $17 million champion playing Fortnite.
For sure.
You know?
For sure.
That 14-year-old won, I think, I don't know how many millions of dollars.
For By the way, I'm going to be very careful about what I'll say about Mom and Dad, because when I was there, every time they would say something, be like, Fernando, cállate porque lo vas a escuchar en el podcast. Hey, le estás dando material para el podcast. Le estás dando.
That's not a big deal, Mom.
Yeah, mom and Dad were always like, ¿A ves? ¿Oíste? Dilo en el podcast, ¿eh? Dilo en el podcast. Like, it was like a whole thing about, and, you know, they want to come and set the record straight once and for
them.
All.
They're going to be here. We should totally have them. It's a great idea. More content for us. Yay.
Yeah. They were all, you know, every time they would say, they were like, ay, mejor no digo nada because you're going to put it on the podcast. Mejor no digo nada because you're going to say it on the podcast.
Wait, let's take a break. Wait, let's do our Super Mama's tip of the week and then get on to the meat of the show where we're going to talk about what we've been doing. I don't know how long has it been since we did a keeping up. It could have... Honestly, for all I know, we could have done one last week. It felt like a year.
Exactly. It felt like a year.
So,
we'll be back.
Yeah.
Hey, Super Mamas. Paulina and Brisa here. We just want to remind you to rate and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, follow us on Spotify, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcast.
Also, have you seen us rocking our Super Mama swag? Well, we want you to join in. Use promo code SMPODCAST at checkout on supermamas.com/swag for 15% off your next order. Again, that's code SMPODCAST on supermamas.com/swag for 15% off. Okay, now back to the show.
Back with the pika-tipi. I mean, because yours is a little more relevant due to the fact that you're actually doing a back-to-school situation, and we are in back-to-school season, from what I hear.
Yes, we are. This week has been insane. And of course, you know, like every other mom, I leave everything to the end. And my child was supposed to go to school on Monday and it was Saturday and I was looking for uniforms and I was going crazy. I went to a couple of different stores for uniforms and I found a few left in Target. But because the fact that it was Saturday before going back to school, everything was sold. And so I started just freaking out and I was like, Amazon's not going to make it in time. Like, mm-hmm. what am I going to do? And then it came to me about the children's place, the clothing store.
Okay.
And it popped up in my Amazon and I went to the store. I went to the children's play store and they had tons of uniforms. All
the children's
place? Yes. What and they have place? The clothing store, the children's place.
But where? Is it just like in malls?
It's in malls. Okay. You can find the closest one to you.
Yes. I know exactly what we're talking about. How did you even think about that place? It's so random.
It came up on my Amazon feed as like the sponsored? Brand. As the brand. Mm. And I was like, oh, there's a hashtag children's place.
See, this is why targeting advertising totally works.
Mm-hmm.
Where I
mm-hmm.
don't, you know, it's mm-hmm. like.
You would never get it.
It's like companies, take my data. Tell me what I want. I'm not that person that's like, oh my God, they're stealing everything. I'm like, I have nothing to hide.
It helped me.
It helped me. Everything that comes out, everything that is targeted for me, I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I went and I bought all the uniforms. They have all sizes and shapes and I mean, the colors, you know, it depends on the colors all of your shapes. School. But they had skirts and dresses and things and I got all of it there. I got there at 8:30 p.m. because I was in the street all day looking for uniforms.
The day before
Saturday school? Before Monday.
Ah, okay. Not that bad.
But still, I went and everything was like $5, $6. And I was like, why didn't I think about this before? Anyway, if you are still looking for uniforms or look through uniforms through the year, go to the children's place. They have so much stuff for girls and boys and a lot of variety. Go online. Everything's cute. And the girls are super happy. So
cute.
Made my life easier.
Cute.
Now you tell me about your pick because I live for your picks.
I got a bougie ass pick. Peruse.
Is it not uniforms?
It's definitely not uniforms. I'm not in that uniform stage in my life. So I've been traveling and the other day someone told me, ooh, what are your top three things when you travel? And these eye patches have really been a lifesaver and making me look like I'm awake. Obviously, as you can say, I did not wear them this morning, hence why I look like this. But they have hid all my tiredness. But my facialist, last time I saw her, I was telling her how I was running out of certain things and just I felt like my skin needed a new sort of regimen or whatever. And she is the kind of girl who never sells me on anything. I love her because she tells me, all you really need to do is just like a basic moisturizer. Don't worry about it. It's not a big, you don't need to do nothing crazy, right? She's always been that person, which is why I respect her and love her so much. She's never tried to sell me anything or upsell me or whatever.
Who's the girl that was in a show? Look for her in her show.
Natalie.
So, we have a show.
Yes. From N4 Skin now. It was Afterglow back then, but now she rebranded as N4 Skin. So she, and I asked her, I was getting my facial and I said, man, I need to find eye patches just, you know, when I prep for makeup or whatever, I need to find some good ones, but I haven't found, you know, I just buy some Amazon. I look for highest rated and you know, I buy them, you know, whatever. They hydrate. No big deal. They're great. Nothing crazy. And she said, look, I'm going to tell you, believe it or not, the Chanel eye patches actually work.
Ooh.
I'm like, really? She's like, yes, they're very bougie, but they actually they work.
What does an eye patch do? When you say eye patch, I think about a pirate.
No, that's no. I'm not trying to look like a pirate before I do my makeup or doing any photo shoots. No. Eye patch is a little, almost like an eye mask, right? But they only go under your eye.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They are
under eye
patches.
Patch. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Mask,
yeah.
Under eye mask, whatever. Yeah. And I went to this. I was in Macy's because that's where I believe it, that's actually where I shop most of the time when I buy clothes. So they have a Chanel counter. I went over there. I asked for these eye patches. And the girl said, ooh, you must be in the know because, you know, we don't really display those. But people who know come and they're so amazing. They're like really, really great. They come in a box of 10 patches for $130. So they're $13 a patch. Mm. They're not cheap.
Is it one per eye?
Well, $10. I mean, $13 a pair. Pair.
Oh, okay. 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 I mean, right. I mean, don't know. But I mean,
I don't know the
there
price.
Are patches that are probably about $4 a pair.
Okay. Never
mind. There are some that are $7 a pair. It just depends, right? So these are 10 pairs for $130, but they come with a serum. So the way it works is that you put this Chanel serum on your under your eye, and then you put the patch over it. Mm-hmm. So you get a serum and hydration, and you leave them on for like 10 to 15 minutes, and then you take it off and you look like you've slept. You look awake. You can tell there was a difference, as opposed to any regular patch that just, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It gives you hydration, but you don't see the difference. And also the patches actually have Chanel logos all over it. So when you put them on, that is the only Chanel thing I own. That is the only Chanel thing I own, and it makes me feel expensive.
Do you save them after?
I kind of feel bad throwing them away. I have a couple that are used, and I just have them there. I don't know why. I just feel guilty throwing something that has actual legit Chanel logo on it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure.
So that's my pick. If any of you guys are looking for patch, if you're getting married, for example, or you're going to a special location, or you know something, you're something you have,
or your birthday's coming up,
or you're going to a special event, or I only wear these. I wouldn't wear these every day of my life. This is something I wear before I take photos or before I have an event. Something that actually to set the makeup very well, and it doesn't allow under eye to get creased. It actually works very, 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 very well. So that is my pick, the Chanel eye patches. I'm hoping one day Chanel just sends them to me for free if I talk about them enough.
Well, let's start.
Yeah, Chanel, hit me up, please.
I'm your girl.
All I want is free eye patches. Yeah, I'm down to buy everything else. I just need those patches. Cause yeah.
What a big difference. Imagine all I want is free uniforms.
$13 a day. I was thinking about it. Well, I'm like, if I stop
that's
buying
like, stuff, like if I buy two skirts of uniforms with one eye patch.
With I know, right? That will last you as opposed to patches that last 10 minutes.
Hey.
But the photo will last a lifetime.
That's for sure. For sure.
Let's take a break and come back with our keeping up with the Super Mama.
Okay, we are back. Okay, never mind, we're not back.
No, it's okay.
Are we back?
Well, we can talk about this photo because it has always been my dream of life to have a cover of a magazine.
Oh.
Like it has been like on my vision board for all my life. You know, that's who I am, right? As a person.
Wait, do you have one?
I'm going to be in the cover of Vegas magazine.
What?
In September. And I got the picture that's going to be on the cover.
Let me see it. I can't see it. I want to see it.
Hold on, let me get the thing. But you know me, Paulina. Oh, I've always been that girl, you know? Yeah, I was a little girl.
Oh, damn. Brace yourself, girls, when you see this picture. It's dope.
I know, right?
It's dope.
I know.
You look like a woman.
I know. Ya estoy como una señora.
No, digo, no dije señora. Bueno, I said like, you look like a woman.
Like a woman, right?
Like a woman.
Yeah, I know. Look at this, Vero. My cover shoot.
Damn.
I know.
That's dope.
Okay. That, for this, I would need a $13
you
eye
do.
Patch.
No, you know need like a $20 patch for that. I mean, that's dope.
I know,
I love
right?
that color. I love that jumper.
Macy's. BCBG.
I love it. Looks super cool.
Put the tag back on. Returning it tomorrow.
Don't tell.
Truth.
Don't tell Macy's.
I mean.
They know.
I'll get it dry cleaned. We've all done it, girls. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are we kidding? You will never see me in the jumpsuit again. And for if sure. you do, it's because they figured it out and they didn't take it back.
And they were like, never mind. Nope.
If you see me again in that jumpsuit, you're going to be like, oh, shit, you just have to pay for that.
Anyway, I don't even know where to start.
From the beginning, like.
Well, okay, so I went to Oaxaca.
I know there's some things you legally can speak about. I'll stress this in life, but.
I went to Oaxaca. I think it was perfect that I went right when I went. It was just, you know, God works in just amazing ways.
I know, you
ways.
Left for a long time.
I was there for 10 days. That's it's a the long longest time. I've been there in like 25 years.
Yeah, you left for a long time.
Yeah, I was there and I did not go to Oaxaca City. I went to Oaxaca City like twice. Mm-hmm. I stayed in Mitla and I lived that Pueblo life. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was incredible. And first, I was really happy to see mom and dad live that life. Mm-hmm. It just makes me very, very happy for them that they are there and that they're like just living a very... like good life, you know. Yeah. Mom wakes up and she goes to the mercado, mm-hmm. and it was just like very 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 cool to be there. And I and the fact that when we're there, we become their children again.
Yeah,
and we don't have to take care of people, that they take care of us. And I was just like, I didn't really click, because other times I go and then I have plans and I'm going here and I'm going there, mm-hmm. but this time that I stay there with them. It's like, you know, a parent's always a parent, and the parent always wants to mm-hmm. take care of you.
Yeah.
And mom and dad are those kind of people. They always like, what do you want to eat? And mom would cook three different meals in a day. Like she had, she would cook a meal for dad because of his restrictions. And then she would cook a meal for myself because I wanted to eat whatever that day. And then because I don't have restrictions. And then she would cook something for my children because that's what they wanted to eat. Like, she makes Korean barbecue for them in Oaxaca. Okay. She cuela el caldo de pollo for Krista, so she doesn't touch any vegetables in her mouth. That was a little bit too much, too extreme. I had to have a talk with her about that. But, you know, like, that's the kind of people they are. And I just felt like, I even took a nap one day, like at 3 p.m. after a long walk that I had with them. I took a nap. And I felt, when I woke up, I felt so guilty. I was like, oh, my God, did I just fall asleep? Like, I don't remember when was the last time I took a nap in my, yeah. I don't even
yeah.
know.
Yeah, for sure.
So that was really amazing, like going there. And then I went, and then I had a day where I had my in-laws come in to have dinner with mom and dad only.
Oh, that's fun.
So it was only them and my husband's kids. I do have two older stepsons, 17 and 15, and 18 actually, and 15. And it was really cool to see my parents and his parents
bond
and laugh and joke around. And it was like really cool. And I saw Adriana. That was the only girlfriend that I saw. And it was like really cool. Really, really good. I spent some time with my kids and it was really, really amazing. I ate a lot. I ate a lot of different things, but I did not eat a lot. I braced myself this time. I actually, mm-hmm. I worked out every day. I was really good keeping with my exercise regimen. And it was fun. It was fun. Shout out to Delta, because the flights were super comfortable.
I know,
my
right?
kids loved it. Mommy, they watched movies. They played Delta.
I know.
Delta shout special. Out. I know. Amazing.
I know.
Amazing
I know.
Flights.
It makes you never want to travel through Volaris ever again.
For real, though.
And I'm like praying, dear God, Delta, please sponsor me again next year.
And please open a flight directly to Oaxaca.
For real.
For real. Like, that's all we. That's
For
all I
real.
Want.
For real.
But, you know, we did make a escala in Mexico, but it was cool because it was Mexico City and just felt like, you know, it still feels like your tu tierra. So I don't know.
Right.
Weird.
Yeah.
We went and then we came back and yeah, then shit went wrong. And then there were a few things that happened with work. And then I was really, really depressed and really upset and really stressed. And like I said, I one night I was like, I'm just going to stay in bed all day. Like, I'm just going to stay in bed and cry. But then I woke up and then I prayed a lot that night and I woke up and I was like, first of all, ¿quién tiene el lujo de hacer eso? Second of all, that's not.
I get that thought in my mind, I think once every 2 weeks, to where I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna go home and like lay down and like go under the covers and not answer my phone or anything and like adios, like,
yeah,
like, good luck in finding me. And then I keep driving and I'm like, yeah, that's not good.
No.
I usually get that thought like on my way to like somewhere I'm driving and it's like, fuck, I'm just not. I think it starts when I'm on my way to work and the phone calls and texts and notifications start going off and I'm like, I'm just gonna go home and just do nothing.
Yeah.
And then you don't.
Yeah. And then I really wanted to do that. I really wanted, I think there was 2 days where I didn't do my hair and like didn't take a shower, but I kept going, you know? And then I received the news of like a friend that passed away this weekend, and she was my age. Mm-hmm. And just the fact that I realized that just life changes in a second, and like you only have today. You really, and it's going to sound so freaking cliche, but it's the truth. Like, I only have today, and I have to make the best out of it. And I went home and I saw my children, and I was like, what? No, like, I have to just like get up and, you know, do my hair and do my makeup and take a shower and like, and just come back full force. So, we've been doing that. And then school started at the same time. And then Krista got sick. Krista got sick.
I hope everyone's feeling much better about their life right now.
For real. Krista got sick. So the first day she went to school, there was a mixed up with her classroom. She came home telling me that she was in the wrong classroom. That I was like, wait, what? Because on last Thursday, I couldn't go to the teacher meet and greet. I sent my husband. Mm-hmm. Ladies, don't ever send your husbands to do those things. Never, please. Just do yourself that favor. I sent my husband. I told him, hey, babe, can you make sure to make sure, like, I need to know who's their teacher.
Or maybe do. And, until they learn.
And then I said, we have to figure out after school because, like, I have to work, right? So I come back and he sends me a message. He's like, call me when you can. And I'm, like, in this, like, thing that I can call him. So then I call him when I have a minute. I'm like, hey, so what happened? He was like, I don't remember the names of the teachers. And I was like, okay. He was like, something like, no me acuerdo. I'll tell you later. I'm like, okay, what about after school? I got the applications. I'm like, did you fill them out? Did you turn them in? Like, do we have a program after school? No. Why did you want me to call you? Like, you just made my day a little bit more worse. Bye. Like, I was so mad at the fact, you know. So then Monday came, this whole thing. So then Krista missed school on Tuesday. Thank God for Anita. I love Anita. Anita's my savior because I can... My sitter and my savior, because I can just call
her. Your MVP.
She is my everything. And I'd be like, Anita, can you... I know you're not supposed to work anymore, but can you work? And she's like, yeah. And you know, she loves my children so much. She stayed with Krista. And then on Wednesday, Krista went back to school. But then the baby got sick. And she woke up with fever. And I'm freaking out because, you know, she got sick right before I went. And there's 3 doctors that are telling me that she might have asthma, that blah, blah, blah. So that I should be very careful and, you know, everything that happened to her in the past. So I'm freaking out. I'm going to the hospital like 8 a.m, figuring out that she's okay. But during this whole time, you would think that I'm like crying but I'm not. I'm actually like keeping positive and just be like, I mean, it is what it is. We just got to keep fighting. We just got to keep going. We just got to keep doing. We just got to keep, you know, and like, It's been a very interesting week. Mm-hmm. It's been a very interesting like week and a half. But here we are again, and just gotta be thankful for all the good things that we do have in life, right? I haven't seen you. I think I saw you.
Yeah.
I saw you when I came back from Oaxaca for like a little bit and then you left.
Hey,
and
you
then
were like, I'll see you next Monday. I'm like, why? Where are you? I'm like, why? Where are you going? You're like, no, you're going. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you've been like going and coming back. And I just saw you again today. Oh, I saw you like yesterday for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
For like a minute.
Yeah, I went to pick up my son from school yesterday as soon as I came in because I needed to see him.
And then like right now. But I feel like I haven't seen you in like a long time.
No.
Right?
Do I look changed?
You look like you went to Fresno.
Do I look grown up?
You look like...
Me veo más como una mujer.
Yeah. Te ves como madura. Ya te ves madura.
Una mujer ejecutiva.
¿Qué somos? ¿Ejecutivas o empresarias?
Inside joke, guys. Hashtag inside joke. I love what you thought when you said about, you know, being with mom and dad. That was my experience when I moved in with them last year. Uh-huh. When I was doing the book.
Yeah.
I moved with them for a month and I lived with them for a month. And I went to the city maybe during a month process, maybe 4 times at the most, because it was mostly me and it's a beautiful life, you know? Yeah. It's
gold.
It's definitely a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful life. I And I had like a private, but I see I'm bougie. Hello. So I had my, my cousin goes to, our cousin goes to yoga. So he would bring the yoga teacher like three times a week to her house. And we would do yoga in the house. And she would charge, I think, like $20 to come all the way and do yoga with us, which in Oaxaca, my mom was like, that's so much. Why? That's so much money. And I'm like, Mom, do you know how much this would be in LA? Are you kidding me? I'm like, here, take my $20.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And like everything from like the food that you eat.
Yeah, everything's just like
everything.
100% organic.
And even though, you know, it's so funny because we're still living in a small town. And I am going to out something, Mom. Sorry. But when we would go anywhere, right? Because, you know, Mom would be like, Krista, súbete a la banqueta. Bájate. Cuidado con el perro. Cuidado con... Like, she's always so careful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one day, Dad, at the end, like the last day, Dad was like, ay, Mari, tú pareces la lotería. And I was like, why? He was like, oh, porque dices, el perro, el mototaxi, la banqueta, lotería. And I was like laughing so much.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Mom was like, es que ya atropellaron unos niños. And I was like, really? And then I asked her cousins, I'm like, is it true? My cousins, the cousins were like, what? No. You know, like, but you know, that's just who Mom is. Like,
that's who we are.
We are. Like, we are like that.
You are lotería too.
I am lotería.
What are you making fun of, Mom? You're just the same.
See, Mom, I just talk about myself, talking about you.
I'm like, that's exactly who you are.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, but it was fun. Like, the girls would go and have play days around the corner, like literally around the corner. We have a little bar two doors down from Mom's house. Two doors down, which is the cutest little space ever.
Cute. I never went, though.
It's super cute.
Mom doesn't allow me to go there. We're not allowed.
No. I went with Mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I went to have michelada there with Mom.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then we went to take a hike. And it was incredible. But
you went for a hike. To take a hike, something else. Like, take a hike.
I don't know. We went for a hike.
Yeah, there we go.
We went for a hike and it was great. It was great just being and I'm really thankful that they're able to do that.
That's so awesome.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so. And so I don't know, today that they're coming to LA. And I was just really looking forward to seeing them again. Like, I'm like excited to see them.
You're such a great daughter. Look at you, daughter of the year award.
What? No. How?
You're just campaigning for that herencia. Don't get
me wrong. All right, I see you.
I'll see you and I'll race you too. Watch me. Watch me.
All I want are those Oaxacan earrings. I'm just kidding. No, it's cierto, Mom. No, I know.
We shouldn't even say no, play like that. We shouldn't play like that.
No, because Mom really takes it serious.
No, they will take it serious. I'm sorry. It's just like a bad joke. We'll delete it. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy. Everybody needs to do that. Everybody needs to have that experience.
Yeah. I think, you know, you need sometimes as an adult, you need to become the child again.
Well, you know, I feel like a child, especially because now I just got word that the new trend of identifying yourself as... I am loving this trend. I learned about it today. And from now on, this is what I'm going to do. So, you know, this world is changing, right? There's spectrums of everything.
Mm-hmm.
People ask you, hey, so what do you like to identify yourself as? He, she, they, you know, there's so many things like...
We.
I've gone to places and people, when we go in circle, people introduce themselves. I have to say, hi, I'm Brisa Lopez, she, her, and then continue with my conversation so they know what to identify.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've gone to many, many situations, many circles, and I've gotten emails from people that their signature says their name and then underneath like he, whatever, or she, her, or they, whatever. So, you know, cool. That's awesome. I haven't done that. But this new one, totally into it. So apparently now when people ask you for your age, you don't really have to say your age.
Nice.
You have to say, well, I identify myself as a 27-year-old.
Can I say I identify myself 25 to 30?
I mean, sure. There's a free-for-all. You can do whatever you want. There are rules in the spectrum situation.
What do you think Fernando's age would be? Fernando.
I identify myself as a 54-year-old white male. Fernando would say.
I think 54 is a little too young. Even Dad is thinking like, hey, Fernando is like too out there. I think he's a little bit beyond Dad.
Hi, my name is Fernando Lopez. I identify as a 54-year-old white male. He's going to get so pissed off at me. You never hear this. But yes. So from now on, if somebody asks my age, I'm going to say, well, I identify myself as a 28-year-old. And that's it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's, I'm going to think about my number.
Yeah. That's my new thing. I love it. I heard about it today. I'm like, yes, this world is amazing. I love living in Los Angeles.
For real.
Like, if I lived anywhere else and I said that, they'd be like, what are you smoking? Imagine getting to Oaxaca. It's like, ¿cómo vas a poner cienes? Pues yo me identifico como una persona de 20 años. Like, ¿qué pedo con tu amiga? ¿Qué tiene? ¿Qué fumó?
Right? Yeah, bájale a la chela. Yeah. Bájale al vidrio, van a decir. Oh my God, that's so funny. Right? I identify myself as a 7-year-old.
Every male out there.
I know, for real.
Every, except Fernando.
No, Fernando's like, you know, a little bit mature.
The complete opposite.
A little bit more, should we call him mature or viejito?
Machurro?
Machurro. Hashtag machurro. Oh, God.
¿Cómo se llama? ¿Viejo ruco?
Chavo ruco.
Chavo ruco. That's totally Javier Plasencia. Oh, my God. I went to cook.
How? Oh, my God. So now you tell me about you. You've been having fun.
I went to cook with Javier Plasencia in Valle de Guadalupe. For those of you who do know Javier Plasencia is, you can Google him, find him on Instagram. He's one of the best chefs that Mexico has ever birthed. He's an incredibly talented chef and tall, dark, handsome guy, man. But it's really funny because I've known him for maybe 10 years now.
Uh-huh.
And when I met him, well, you know, he just seemed like a very attractive older dude. Pero ahora está como, ya como dio el viejazo, you know, like, but he still has it.
Ajá, pero se ve como un hombre interesante.
But hold on, but he posted picture. Wait, he posted a picture of himself and he put hashtag
Chavorruco.
Chavorruco. And I was like, great. Now you're just giving me permission to call you that.
Yeah.
But he
definitely is a Chavorruco.
So if anybody knows what Chavorruco is, that's him. But he, I cook with him and Alex Ruiz and Manolo from Oaxaca. And Celia, who is an incredible cocina tradicional from Oaxaca.
I met her.
And it was just such a great time. I hadn't been in Mexico and cook for a while, and I had forgotten like how my chef colleagues are. last time I went
was last year.
Was last year, you're right.
Yeah.
But I was just so dead that I worked so much that day that I was just dead and I just went to sleep. And this time around they totally took care of me. It was such an incredible time. It was too much fun. Like too much fun.
Yeah, me imagino.
But it was a lot of work too. We all cooked. We were all like como en chinga in the kitchen, taking everything out. But just it was just so amazing. Like the rush of energy of a kitchen when you're, you know, serving for 200 people and with all this incredible talent around you and plating for everybody and having everybody have your back and everybody prepping. It's just, it was so much fun.
Oh,
a lot of work. I didn't sleep for 2 days. But it was really, really, really fun.
I saw your Insta stories and I was like, ah, oh, nature. Like sometimes, plus you sometimes need that. You need to be out there just breathing some clean air.
Sure.
Well, not you. I need that.
No. I did breathe a lot of fresh air. I was just like, can I get me inside in an AC? It was hot. But no, it's beautiful. We've talked about Valle de Guadalupe so many times on the show. We've talked about Altozano, Javier Plasencia's like restaurant.
Love it.
I met all the chefs from there. It was just a really, really great, amazing time.
How fun.
And everybody that wants to go to Valle, please. Like, don't be afraid. It's just a gale time.
Now, what everybody wants to hear. How is Vegas coming?
Oh, it's
how
so
is
fun.
That Vegas life? I mean, just because how many times have you been there in the past month?
I don't know, a lot. I feel like, okay, so my
and you live in a hotel.
I live in a hotel. Uh-huh. In a very nice, you know, here's what happens when the hospitality industry, for those of you who are listening who are in the hospitality industry, and when I mean hospitality industry, I mean hotels, restaurants, bars, people who serve other people. You know, we've been around this industry for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. When we host somebody at a restaurant, you know we just have that in us, you know,
we host,
especially as people from Oaxaca, we understand what it's like when you host somebody. You have to host somebody. You can't just invite somebody and, you know, give them the bill afterwards. Like, that's not who we are. And I think hospitality is the same way. But when you go to Vegas, hospitality is sort of like it's sort of like on steroids.
Yeah. It depends on where you go, but yes.
Yeah. I mean, so the bar that I'm opening, Mama Rabbit, is inside a hotel called Park MGM, mm-hmm. which used to be Monte Carlo.
Oh.
They remodeled it, retook it over, you know, pimped it out, and now it's Park MGM, which is a sister hotel to MGM Grand.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Park, MGM Park. And it hosts four restaurants and a club called Off the Record. So Off the Record is owned and owned operated by MGM, but it was a collaboration with a couple guys from LA named the Houston Brothers, who I've known for a very, very long time, who own incredible bars here in LA. So they're LA guys. And then the other side of me is Roy Choi, another Koreatown like homie.
Oh, damn. So it's all friend. LA.
The little corner is Roy Choi. I'm in the middle and the Houston Brothers are next to me, which is amazing because the three of us have been homies for a very long time. And now we have our little corner in Vegas. Then you have Italy, you have Lala Noodles, and you have this incredible steakhouse called Vivette's.
Mm.
And I love that hotel because it's small. Oh, okay. And then inside Park MGM, it's really interesting because inside Park MGM, there's also the Nomad Hotel. And if anybody's familiar with the Nomad, the mm-hmm. Nomad is a hotel chain that has hotels all over the world and is known for a very particular decor and atmosphere and service, and just, it's the Nomad. It's a brand. There's a Nomad in New York and LA and different parts of the world. And they actually run the suites for Park MGM. So if you're staying at the Nomad, you're basically staying at Park only in the top floors.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got it.
And you enter through a different entrance and it's the Nomad.
Yeah. 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 I know. I see what you mean. Yeah.
And usually I stay at the Nomad. It's beautiful. It's incredible. And now when I go, I just know where everything is. You know, the first couple times I was just trying to get acquainted to what it was like. I've been to all the restaurants. I already went everywhere, and everyone knows me. Like, it's so wild. Like, I will go. The only lunch spot, the only thing, they don't have many lunch options. It's a very small hotel in consideration to what
Vegas is.
So there's Italy, when you can go and have different options of lunch, but it's all Italian. And then you can go to the Nomad pool for lunch. Usually I'll go to the Nomad pool and, like, you know, in my phone or emails or with somebody. And I am yet to go somewhere where they give me the bill. Like, they'll come, like, they'll give me a note that says, like, we love you, thanks for coming, we can't wait for this to open. Or I'll, like, sit at the bar and they'll be like, oh my god, so tell me about mezcal. Or I'll, like, I went to Babette's to have steak dinner and I sat at the bar by myself just to have a nice steak dinner, and the bartender was just so nice to me, like, just so nice. And then the manager came over and didn't charge me for dinner. I was just like, damn.
I was like, that's amazing. Whoa.
Or I'll check in and they'll be like, oh, hi, welcome, so how's it going, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my god, I'm like having this surreal moment of my life. And
that's incredible.
And I think it hit me, you know, in the beginning, you know, obviously, you know, us being us and, you know, everyone kind of having that little imposter syndrome, like, oh my god, do I even belong here? Oh my god, am I gonna go do a good job? Like, just that feeling of the minority feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think the more times I visited it, and then a couple, not this last time, but I forgot which time it was that I went, their flights got delayed. They got super delayed and I needed to be in LA the next day. Like, I needed to be here, rested. So they actually hired a driver to drive us back to LA. And when we were driving back, I just got so emotional because I was driving by, Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I like started crying and I was like, I can't believe, like, this is happening.
Yeah,
because I remember driving to Vegas. We never flew to Vegas. God, no, please.
We started flying to Vegas last year?
Or I think like I flew to Vegas like once before this whole situation happened. Like now all the time.
Yeah, I think I've flown like twice.
Yeah, I mean before this whole situation was happening, yeah, like flying to Vegas was like not something that you think about. You just drive because you can't afford to fly. And I remember we would always stop at Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, to get gas.
To get gas and also the outlet sometimes you stop by. And it was like my first experience at actually buying something, anything Tommy Hilfiger. And I was like, oh my God, my life has changed. Yeah. I'm like the coolest girl in the world, you know? And it was just like, I remember going to Vegas with mom and dad.
As a family.
Wait,
Tita was like, Elizabeth was, I think like 7.
Yeah, or younger. But I remember because we couldn't travel anywhere because we were undocumented, so we could not legally travel anywhere. So I felt like that was our way of traveling the world. Like we went to Paris, then we went to New York.
Yeah.
We went to
Aladdin, right? I remember like the first time that I walked in the Aladdin and the ceilings were painted like the sky. And I was like, wow. No. The Aladdin was also like that.
Oh, really?
The hallways. It was like that. We're like, wow. You look like the desert. And then we would go to the Venetian and I was like, oh my God, there's water inside a hotel. That's incredible. And then we would go to, what's it called with the fishes? Like all the
Mandalay Bay,
like all the fishes, and we would walk all day long. I remember one time my chanclas se acabaron one day because it was so hot, but we would do that. And then when we were in Oaxaca and we were looking through the pictures and we found some pictures of when we went to Vegas, and I was telling mom and dad, I'm like, why did you guys take us? Like, did you even have fun? You know what I mean? Because it was like, and they were like, well, because we didn't have nobody to leave you with. And I was like, oh, that's true. I guess, you know, but they would take us and we would go and we would go eat at the buffets and we thought it was like incredible.
Yeah. And it was, and I remember, I mean, this is what's wild because I remember thinking like, this is the life I want to live. Like I remember thinking that, like I remember always wanting to live that life. Like, oh my God. We were driving back and I remember thinking, Dad always telling us, maybe one day we'll open a restaurant here. Like, why not, guys? Like, why not? We could. And I totally had that Selena moment, you know, when he tells, like, we're going to play Disneyland one day. And she goes, really, Daddy? Disneyland? Do you think we'll really make it there?
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
Right? So then, I just had this, like, vision of just, like, what the fuck is happening? Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, I've had, like, and, like, me walking to the casino and, like, everyone knowing my name and like,
that's crazy.
Honestly, like feeling like I own the place. I don't, but having that feeling and I think walking in that and just me even thinking like, well, what if I can make my brain do this, then like, I'm just going to think even bigger things now because like now I know that like where my, like how my brain works and like, that can happen. Mm-hmm. I just remember, and I just, and Susan, our friend from San Francisco, she was there with me this one last time. And she said, how does it feel? Like, does it feel weird? I'm like, you know what? No. Like, I feel like I belong here. Like I feel like this is the life I'm supposed to be living right now.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't feel, I mean, I went through the whole, like, oh my God, like a little, you know, very minority kind of like feeling. And I think that's probably the fundamental difference between the mentality of someone that comes from scarcity and being looked down on, right? Mm-hmm. That mind of I'm not worth it or I'm not meant to be here or I'm not allowed to do this versus the mentality of someone who has grown up being told all their life that they deserve certain things.
Right.
So if you look at someone who may be, I'm just going to use this as an example because this is the easiest example, white, tall male walking into a place, they already feel like they own the place because that's what they've been told all their life, right? You belong here, you deserve this, you're amazing, this is who you need to be. And walking in that power and that and the energy allows him to be amazing and, you know, come make their dreams come true. And you take someone who is an immigrant, a woman, you walk into a room and you feel I'm not good as they are.
Yeah.
And you walk into in that energy, well, that's going to then manifest in the way of not getting opportunity, not being taken seriously. So I think mindset of I belong here, I'm good enough, I am going to make this happen for myself. That's, I think, the energy that we need to be walking in as opposed to the other, without feeling like that is being presumida or altanera or you te crees mucho.
Yeah, yeah.
And getting rid of those stigmas that come with walking in that power,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not looking at those that way, but no, I deserve this.
Yeah.
And when you say I deserve this, not thinking to yourself, I'm coming across this way, because a white dude isn't thinking, me veo muy presumido. A white dude is thinking,
it's like, it's just what I need to do.
This is who I am.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally, totally get it. And I am very happy that we have this outlet, because sometimes I feel like we need, things come up during our conversations that encourage each, that at least from my end, that you encourage me certain ways that we wouldn't have these conversations otherwise.
Right.
Like our conversations would be like different. So I'm very, very thankful, and I'm so happy for you that this is happening.
Well, for us, it's really
everybody. Yeah. For us, but like you're there, you're living it, and that's amazing.
Well, you live it. You'll live it soon, my dear.
I will. I know. I'm excited. I'm excited about going. Like, yay! Vegas.
It's pretty awesome. I mean, it's again. My husband's like, wow. It sounds like you. He said you sound like Michelle Pfeiffer in Casino.
I've never seen that movie.
It's pretty crazy. It's not, I mean, I'm not doing coke and drinking and smoking, but the idea of everybody walking and knowing your name situation.
It's in a different way. They know you from a different way, which is a better way.
No, there's this scene in Casino where Michelle Pfeiffer's getting ready and she's putting her makeup on, and she, I don't know what she, which one she does first, but I think she, she snorts a line. She takes a drink of her whiskey, and then she takes her cigarette and smokes it.
Oh, damn.
Like one after the other. And it's such an iconic like scene.
Oh, okay.
Of Casino and who she is and whatever. I'm not, by far, I'm in bed by 9-10 p.m. I'm waking up to exercise, drinking water and coffee all day. Nothing like that.
You're actually working there all day.
I'm actually working. This,
like, you're not there walking around having lunch and just like saying hi to people.
No. Would be nice though. But this time around, Susan was there and she encouraged me to explore outside Park MGM, because I usually stay there. But now I figured out how to get to other hotels very easily.
Oh.
Because I was so scared of leaving. Because number one, no one knows me outside those walls. And number two, I just have this PTSD of walking the strip. With her family.
Yeah.
And why would you do that to yourself? And from in the tramps and coming out and moving and walking. But now I actually can get from Park MGM to the Cosmopolitan pretty easily. And the Cosmo has Hattie B's, like that chicken place. So it actually encouraged me to explore a little bit. I still think Park is amazing and the best place to stay at, though. I would not want to stay in a bigger hotel now.
No, I remember the first time that I went to Vegas with my husband. We were still dating, and you know, it was like at the beginning of a relationship, and I was like, we should go to Vegas together. I had never gone, not with the family, right?
Because
dad would pay for our stuff.
Yeah.
So this time I had to pay for my own. So we went, and I remember like just, I remember if it was in the internet back then or what. I remember I reserved a room at the Sahara.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never stayed at Sahara. It just sounded like it was something like, you know,
mystique,
you know, Sahara. Well, little did I know, it was like super far from everything. We had to take a bus. And you know, back then you're wearing your heels and you're like super sexy, skimpy outfits. It was hell. I remember like after an hour of walking to the next hotel, my feet were killing me. I had to go buy me some chanclas at the CVS. It was not at all, you know, the biggest experience. No. They actually tore down the Sahara now because it was so bad.
And it died with all your dreams.
It was crazy because we would have to take like the tram and the bus.
I am going to give it up though to all the girls that work in Vegas who work in corporate and who are in... My gosh, Ashley, who does all the marketing and PR,
Kimberly, who does all the all the management for all of the bars. Karina, who does all F&B. And they are walking from Aria to MGM, from Aria to MGM all day long in their heels while dudes are walking around in very comfortable $1,000 shoes.
Jesus
I just look at them like, girls, like, you guys inspire me. So every so every time I go, I feel like I have to wear heels just because that's the dress code. So I usually wear block heels midsize, but they're walking around in pointy heels.
Jesus
and they make me feel that I'm not as My son has to go to the bathroom now.
We're taking a break.
We are I think we're done, right? We've spoken. This is a long ass episode. So
thank you, ladies.
Hit us up on the DM.
We're back.
Yes.
We're back. So we'll see you here next week. Thank you for listening. Or venting.
I know. I hope you guys actually enjoy this. Who listens to this?
Anyway.
We love you, girls.
We love you. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on superromance.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram at _superromance and on Twitter also at _superromance and in the face at superromance podcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your Super Mama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Calling to our hotline, 424-329-3707, and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love and
see you next week, Super Mamas!